Hello, lovely hogs. Andrew here, and we are so excited to bring Trusty Hogs Live all over the world. Yes, as you listen to this, we have one date left in Australia at the Sydney Factory Theatre. That is on the 27th of April. And then we are back in the Northern Hemisphere with Dublin. Yes, we are so excited to come to Ireland for the first time. We're bringing Trusty Hogs Live to the Laughter Lounge on the 4th of June. Tuesday the 4th of June in Dublin, there's going to be an Irish history lecture from Heather. There's going to be drunken karaoke. There's going to be problem solving. All sorts of chaos. All the usual. It is not to be missed. Make sure you get your tickets early because we are expecting to sell out. TrustyHogs.com/tour for all the tickets and info. That's Dublin on the 4th of June. Then we are into July with Bristol, Brighton, Edinburgh in August, London at the Clapham Grand on the 16th of October, and then we close out our tour in Manchester on the 6th of November. So make sure you go to TrustyHogs.com/tour. Get your tickets quick because some of these are already sold out. Some of them are very nearly there, and we cannot wait to see you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Vroom, vroom, beep, beep, motherfuckers, we're going on tour! Trusty Hogs are going on the road. Road Hogs is coming to you, provided that you live very specifically in Manchester, Brighton, Edinburgh, Dublin, Bristol, Leicester, or
London.
So, get your tickets, and we'll see you there. TrustyHogs.com, is it?
Yes. Vroom, vroom, beep, beep, motherfucker.
I will not apologize.
Hello, and welcome to episode 121 of Trusty Hogs. I have decided to start. I literally am so annoyed. We were trying to get us up really, really quickly so I could do it before you. Catherine Bohart arrived 3 minutes late into the office, and then, please, one second, proceeded to just talk, and then was like, can I go to the toilet? Is that allowed? Can I go to the toilet? And then when she did go to the toilet, you've been in there for about 4 minutes. In that time...
Oh, I do this thing where I wash my hands after.
Anyway, welcome to episode 121 of Trusty Hogs. My name's Helen Bauer. I was actually early today. This slut's Catherine Bohart. We're going to be talking about our perfect lives, and then we're going to go have on a very funny boy, Jacob Hawley, and then we're going to solve your problems, and then I guess we're just going to live the rest of our lives.
Through the fog, step forth the Trusty Hogs. Yeah, you're going to give them your problems, and they will solve them. Or maybe they won't, and that's your problem. They'll have guests and Andrew White on the tech. Oh, it's Helen and Catherine as the Trusty Hogs. Trust the Trusty Hogs, or maybe not.
If you're a first-time listener, you should know the premise of the show is actually that we are friends. It's hard to tell from that intro.
You were late.
Oh my goodness me, I'm sorry.
Also, it's so you exciting. Like, it's so exciting.
I'm always late. You always say this, but you're always early and I'm always late. And that's because
I know, but you were like, you had an attitude today.
But you know why it is?
Go on, what's... No, because if you're going to tell me a sad story, I'm going to feel so bad
now.
Oh
God, no, it's not.
If someone
died. No, it's not at all. It's actually going to be a knob, which is that like, okay. I overpack my fucking days every single day.
You do.
And then I think that if like, as long as absolutely nothing goes wrong and I don't for a moment need to like hydrate or pee, I can get all this done at every possible turn. And then if I get thrown off by 3 minutes, it wrecks my whole day. And that's bad. And I do need to actually genuinely need to stop doing it because I'm going to die from a heart attack. So
what have you done so far today? So what time is it? Right now it is 2:26. And the start time for today, by the way, was 2:15, which personally I think is a mental time.
I agree. Well, I woke up at late at 8:15.
Okay. Late at
8:15. Yeah, because I was meant to get up at 7:30.
You work nights.
I know, but I have a girlfriend who loves to get up early, and I keep telling her that I work nights, but she doesn't care or seem to think it matters.
It's a pillow over her head and end it.
I think I might need to.
Kill her!
Well, it also means that like, generally we oversleep. If we say we're going to get up at 7:30, we sleep until like 8:15 naturally. That's our like natural waking up time. Okay. But then we wake up like this because we're both perfectionists.
We're late!
We're late.
And so, nightmare.
Fun couple. It's a fun
we're
couple.
So yeah. Fun. I got up. I made some vegetable soup so that we'd have it for the next
this
few
morning.
Days. Yeah. Sorry. No, sorry.
This is actually quite inspiring.
Took the recycling. I did some exercise and then I plowed through some admin. Then I got ready for packed my bag for the Pilates class I'm going to do after this and my makeup for the gig we're going to do after that. And then you're not at that gig.
What gig
and
are you doing tonight?
99 Club. And then.
Oh, no. I'm around the corner from you.
Nice.
And I'm then, on the boat.
Cute. And then ran to a meeting with my new acting agent at BBJ.
How's that?
Pretty fun.
Is it fun having an acting agent?
It's so fun. Also, they said I looked young, so obviously I was like, oh! This has been the greatest day of my life.
That's so good.
Also, I went to that place, that acai place, whatever it's called, something berry, oak berry.
What is she talking about?
Let me tell you this.
Acai bowl. I know what that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, well, they do like acai bowls or smoothies.
Okay.
I got literally, I feel like I was mugged. I paid.
Oh, I got robbed last week, so you can't say that.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
How?
Our flat got robbed when we were out.
What?
I know.
Helen, what?
I keep forgetting.
Helen.
Yeah, I got robbed.
You got
robbed? I lost my laptop.
Yeah, but I had to pay £10 and this smoothie wasn't good.
Oh, that's different. Never mind. Forget it. Forget it. Forget it.
Wait, sorry. Helen, what?
Yeah, I got robbed.
No, sorry.
I got robbed.
Okay, for once you're understating
I think it was a listener.
Did you get burgled?
Yeah, I think it was a listener.
No, it wasn't.
How do we know that?
Okay, Helen.
I was talking to a listener in Peckham as it was happening. I reckon they were distracting me. Hello, Sophie, if you're listening.
Wait, sorry. Are you okay? What happened?
No, they stole my laptop.
Yeah, but this is also, do you have home insurance?
No, God, no. Who has home insurance? This is what happened. I have not
Andrew,
been.
Do you have home insurance? Yes, yeah, me too. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
it's still awful. It's
How
still
is
awful.
That useful,
no,
though?
I know it's not.
Okay,
it's
no,
not.
Oh my God. Okay,
I'm
so.
Sorry, I know it's
this
not.
This is actually really bad. This is really bad. They've taken everything I've got.
Wait.
Just a laptop and a phone charger. But that's all I have.
A phone charger?
To phone charge. Chiz, too.
Oh, that's interesting. That's thrown me. I wouldn't have surprised me.
Wait a second. Hang on. When you were out, did they
yes.
break in?
In 2.5 hours, they broke in, took things and left.
What do they take of Sunil's?
A lot more of Sunil's. And what we think has happened, which I did play around with the police with, and the forensics
play
guy.
Around.
The police were a bit confused by us.
If you show up in costumes and handcuffs, she's got a role play.
I think what happened is, like, apparently it's super easy to get into people's houses. You just get a piece of plastic and
oh,
you
no,
just,
upsetting.
Like...
We don't
no, I was upset. I was upset, actually.
Yeah, no, that checks out, to be fair.
They put plastic through the door and it just slips through. And we've never had, like, the second... It is all working now.
Helen, so they took a lot of... They can just break in. Let's not upset listeners too much. They can.
No, this is good. You should know that you're all at risk. If you're listening, you're all at risk. Now, what you have to do, and I ask the police and the community care officer this, you cannot make your home unrobbable, but you can make your home less robbable than your neighbours. That's the only game you're playing.
Oh, my God. Talk to me.
Set up your neighbours. So...
That's such
obviously
a good game.
deadlocks, like anything that takes a little bit longer or would have to make noise to get in
deadlock
is the key. Because anything on a latch, even we've got medium security. Oh, by the way, locksmiths, all of them, fucking, they know too much.
Really?
Like, and they're too proud of how much they know. Like this, I can show you how I get through this just for fun. And I was like, oh, we don't need that lock change. And he was like, no, I'll just show you. He loved it. He was over the moon.
I'm emailing myself right now, deadlock.
Okay, so you need a ring light.
Why?
You need a Ring doorbell. Apparently, it's the only thing at the moment that's really putting off thieves.
Oh, really?
Is they see that you have a ring light.
So, like, you can film it.
Yeah. And they just think, oh, screw it, we'll just go somewhere without a ring light. And if your neighbour doesn't have one, even fucking better. You've got to be setting them up the
Whoa.
Whole time, just constantly setting them up. Isn't that awful? But they went into my room and they grabbed my laptop, which is so annoying because I bought it last year.
Oh, Helen, I'm so sorry.
Because, like, do you remember my old laptop hadn't broken, but it was on the fritz? And I was like, I'm
so
going to buy...
Sorry.
Oh, my God, I was so... And then I lost a job as well.
What?
It was, like, a little corporate... Not a little corporate job. It was a good, like, the best paying job I had for the next couple of months. And then they pulled the event. They pulled
no!
the event. And I was like, oh, my fucking God. I am still thriving in general, though, because I think what's good...
But, I mean, first of all, that's shit.
Yeah, but they came into my room. They saw all the, like, cuddly toys and the colours.
Though.
But I think they thought it was a child's room.
But did you feel weirdly violated? I'm so sorry.
Yes, I felt violated.
Yeah, it's awful.
Why are you saying that? You make me feel more violated now.
Oh, sorry. And also, just to check in, was there anything on your laptop that wasn't backed up somewhere else?
Yes.
Fuck.
All of it.
Fuck.
Obviously.
Well, no, but for example, I'm never going to use a hard drive. I'm never going to back things up. I don't even know how to update my laptop. So I just put everything on Google Drive so that I can get to it from a different...
So I have a hard drive with some things on
good.
It, which is still there. But like...
No scripts or anything that you can't get.
Yeah,
Scripts are gone. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I cried.
You hadn't emailed them to anyone?
Some of them, but not all of them.
I'm so annoying. I can hear myself being annoying. I'm doing all the things like your mom does when she's like, where's the last place you left it? And it's like, I don't fucking know.
Yeah,
fucking
and you're doing the like, have you not backed it up?
Have
and
you
it's like, obviously.
It's like, why would she be crying? I'm so sorry.
I cried.
Fuck, that's awful. And sorry, then, this was such a sincere, horrible situation.
Yeah, you're not being very kind.
No, I really am.
No.
I just didn't expect it. And I'm sorry. And also, it's such an about turn for the podcast that I'm sorry.
Because I got robbed.
That's horrible.
I know. I was violated.
Whoa.
And now we've got a camera on our front door and our back doors.
How exciting is that? How did you get that on the back door?
And last night I came home and said I just installed it and I waved it at a camera facing two back doors. You know where it goes out to our patio and you can go out from my room or Sunil's room?
Yeah.
Oh, you've never been allowed in Sunil's room, have you?
I have seen it from the door and didn't want to go in.
Okay. Yeah. Oh my God, you will love this. The police officer, the man one, was like, just want to check, was it a messy burglary down here? Or is this how, I'm not shading you, man, I'm not shading you. Is this how it normally is? And he was like, doing hand motions to all of Sunil's piles of crap. And I was like, no, it's how it normally is. And he was like, I'm not dissing him, I just need to know. Because he's like, because you couldn't tell her room had been burgled, because my room's nice and tidy. Like, really nice and tidy.
You're incredibly well organized.
But his was, like, such a tip. And then Sunil was like, this has inspired me to sort out my crap. He didn't. Also, I made the police officer, or the pig, should I call him? I made him go down to our basement and go through everything. So I thought maybe someone was hiding there. Because one of my theories, because it wasn't obvious how the robbers came in, was that because next door is having building work done, that one of the builders, because you can't trust builders, they built a tunnel down into our basement. And
they're
going to come up and sneak attack us.
I'm sorry.
You know what?
I'm sorry.
You're going to one
I'm
day.
Sorry.
You're, no, no, don't
I'm
be sorry. Because you're going to end up. You're going to end up.
Everybody's dad. I'm
being
sorry.
A voiceover for what's that amazing show? Don't get done. Get Dom.
Oh, yeah. We've done Littlewood.
Seen it?
Yeah.
Is it Dom Littlewood?
Yeah, yeah. So Dom Littlewood from Watchdog. Yeah.
Yeah, the little lad that used to do To Buy or Not to Buy with the guy that died.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then. Him,
those words. Okay. Yeah.
Dom does a show where people get fucked over by like their contractor, builder, plumber.
Oh, like cowboy builders.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. And they write to Dom / the BBC and he goes, don't get done, get Dom. And he goes and sorts it out.
Whoa.
But that could be you doing the voiceover for it.
The dream.
So my concern was that the builders had built a tunnel and they were waiting for us to go out because they can see when we go in and out, right? And then to come up. But we've got upstairs neighbours, like, we just, how would they ever know, right?
I just don't think that none of your neighbours would notice a tunnel being built.
But you'd think people would, but you don't know. And it was one of my theories. So I made the pig go down there and have a look at everything. And that was really fun. And then Sunil went through like stages of actually I'm so good in it because it's okay, it's not technically a crisis because we weren't technically being like, we didn't catch anyone robbing our house.
Yeah.
We came home. It took 10 minutes for us to notice. And even then, because we wanted to watch Masters of Air. Have you seen it?
No, but I've heard it's good.
It's so good. But
hey,
only watch it.
Hey, they didn't take a giant telly?
No, nothing from the... This thing, we came home together.
I wonder if you interrupted them.
But this is the thing. We parked right outside our flat. So like, and you can't go over the back.
Hmm.
So like... They had, and then no
or if one,
one
of your neighbours did
door.
I wonder if one of your neighbours interrupted them.
Stop. No, because both of our neighbours were in and they were like, yeah, we heard the door close, but we just assumed it was one of you because we're in and out in the evening and we've got guests coming over. Yeah. But what? So we literally like, he was like, oh, do you want to watch this? And I was like, yeah, we were sitting down chilling out and I was like, oh, I'm going to go for a cigarette really quickly before we press play. And I went to my room to get my stuff and I was like, oh, that's so weird. Why is half a phone charger on the floor, like right in the middle of the room? And I was like, did you grab my phone charger before you left? Because I'd already gone out before Sunil had gone out. And he was like, no, why would I touch your phone charger?
Okay, yeah,
and
he's I was screaming. Like, he's screaming.
Yeah, he's immediately very, where? He's defensive, which makes me question more things.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, where's my laptop? Because I keep my laptop on my desk because I'm crazy like that.
I now want to work this out for you. I now feel like I should be the detective.
No, this is when you're going to get creeped out, okay? So those two things are gone and nothing else in my room. I'm pretty sure they didn't even open a drawer. Now, what Sunil thinks that happened to me is that they saw the toys and thought, oh, bless her, it's the kids' room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's leave her alone.
You think it's just the toys and not the fact that everything's yellow and that there's so many pictures?
The yellow and the pink and the Diana stuff. Yeah. I think they were like, oh, bless her.
The Diana stuff. You think children have like Diana stuff on their
wall? So then at this point, Sunil, I'm like, Sunil, I think we've been robbed. And he was like, oh my God, we actually have. Because he'd looked down to his room, the light was on, and he thought,
fuck.
When he came home, he said, that's weird. But he was like, oh my God, we actually have been robbed. Because like his room was like, I mean, it's always fucking
Why
disgusting.
Why does my face want to keep laughing? I keep going
but
to
smile. Because you're a real psychopath.
No, it's stress. It's like, you know what?
No, it's drama. You like the drama.
It's
and it's because you
drama.
Know it's fine. It is
it's
the drama.
Not the drama. It's
you're
not,
getting
it's
excited because I have
no.
drama.
Do you ever have this? No, I laugh at funerals. It's like so inappropriate. And my face just, I'm like, I'm horrified for you. And I'm like, also, my face is like doing the wrong direction. It's crazy. I'm sorry.
Whenever I have bad...
I feel awful.
Whenever I have bad like health updates about anyone in my life and they're like, oh, how's this person? I'm like...
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good. They're like, why are you smiling? Oh, I know. No, it's weird. It's a stress.
You guys are fucking freaks.
I'm really sorry. No, we just don't deal well with emotions.
I finally got an actual tragedy in my life. So this is very exciting for
the
me.
Burglary.
The burglary.
Very different to the bus
story. Where I lost one
from.
Laptop. The bus hit me really hard.
I need this to stop.
Okay. So they then went into Sunil's room. They didn't go into the living room. They didn't fucking touch his DVD pile, which I'm still a bit upset about.
Yeah, me too. They could have at least called a
All
few.
The DVDs were there.
Even the doubles?
Oh. We've still got Caddyshack on DVD. He's got his new Xbox, wasn't touched.
What?
And the PGA golf tour game. And it's like, fucking take that.
Yeah,
please. Definitely get rid of that.
Please.
No stress. He goes to his room. He doesn't even check if anything's still there. He goes, oh, my tiramisu. Runs back up to the living room. Why they would have touched his Sainsbury's Taste Different amaretto tiramisu. Because he can't handle it. I'm, and by this time, by the way, I'm already on phone with 101.
You're
I'm
good.
Already on
You're
the phone
good.
With 101, which in like is the non-emergency police number. I'm
You're
waiting
so
and waiting.
Good.
I give all the details. I'm very clear. I'm incredibly articulate. I then say to Sunil, like, you've got to go up and tell the neighbours and make sure they're okay.
Yeah.
While I'm still on hold with the police. We then wait for the police to come over. I'm obviously in shock. And like the police, like, you can't touch anything or go through anything. But like, it'd be good if you knew what was taken. And like my room, it was pretty obvious. You could see. And then Sunil's room, it was like hard to tell. But he wasn't even checking because he panicked.
About his tiramisu.
And then he got hungry.
He's eating at this stage.
So when we're waiting for the police to come. And
they
I'm
say
like,
don't touch
I'm
the
having
evidence.
Cigarettes. No, well, we don't think it was in the kitchen. He made avocado on toast.
No, he didn't.
He had a full meal before the police arrived.
What?
Isn't that like a really weird trauma response?
Yeah, that's odd, man.
He made avocado on toast.
No, that's not right.
That's fucking weird, right?
With no butter?
No, I think there was like a mayonnaise-y thing going
Some
on.
Some seeds or anything? Just for like texture?
No, there would have been like a potato waffle. He's into potato waffles still.
As the bread?
No, on like as a sandwich. Like bread, avocado, waffy. Yeah, he calls them waffies. Quite sweet, actually.
Of course he does. Yeah. Course he does. Yeah.
But, like, and then I'm...
Is he doing a hot sauce?
I encourage
Get him, on
him
the phone.
To do right now.
I just want to know if there was a hot sauce.
Okay.
Like, what's the... That's just all so bland. Bread, potato, mayo, waffle,
but
avocado.
It's a weird time to eat.
It's a crazy time to eat, but if you're going to eat, like...
Because we hadn't even called
You wanted
a
to taste of something, like, to shock you back to life.
Yeah. But, like... I think I was in panic stations. And Catherine wants to have a chat with you. I'm just passing you over.
Sunil, I'm genuinely sorry that you were burgled. That's horrific.
Thank you.
When you began to panic eat the avocado toast waffy mayo sandwich, did you have a hot sauce in there?
I just had avocado on toast. That was it.
No waffle?
No waffle.
No, oh, sorry.
No
I was
butter?
Guessing you had waffle.
No butter, no salt and pepper?
Just butter on hot toast.
No hot sauce or salt and pepper at all?
Well, no, I wanted just to have a quick thing to eat so that I could deal with the police because we'd just been burgled. Didn't really want to season stuff. Didn't feel like I was in the mood to season anything.
You know what? Fair play. That actually now, said in your tone, makes sense. Can you have a monotone sandwich? If you could, I think it's
Sunil,
avocado.
Sunil, tell Catherine what they didn't She's steal screaming. From the fridge.
Tell Catherine what?
What they didn't steal from the fridge.
They didn't touch my tiramisu, thankfully.
A huge relief. Well, I mean, I guess you would have been able to see their fingerprints in it. Thanks, Sunil.
Didn't touch my DVDs either. Cheers.
Yeah, yeah, okay, bye. Right, bye. Just immediately didn't touch my DVDs either. Yeah, cheers.
Bye. A monotone sandwich for a monotone man. Good for him.
Crazy though. Crazy.
No, really, really weird. I'd like a flavourless carb, please.
And then like the police come over and they can smell that something's just been cooked. And it's
well,
like,
obviously they're like, did they make toast?
Yeah.
Are we having strokes? Did you make toast? That's wild.
But then there was like, they came, forensics came the next day to try and fingerprint
the next
stuff.
Day? Didn't you have to go to sleep in your beds?
Our beds, like, they'd gone through stuff, but they hadn't been, like, around the bed. So they grabbed a phone charger from the side of my bed, but my bed wasn't touched.
This feels opportunistic rather than planned.
But this is the thing. But what creeped us out is the things they left. Like, I was more scared that there was, like, an Xbox still there.
Mm.
And, like, I had out, like... I think I've got a very fancy hairdryer. One of those Dyson ones.
Yeah, yeah, you do, you do.
So I would have grabbed that over that. A phone charger.
A man's not going to know
that's
that.
So weird. I assume it's a man as well.
He's going to be like, what is
totally
that, a car hoover?
It's a dude.
Like, you know what I mean?
Really? Because I think that's like quite...
I would say Dyson, I'd picking it up, yeah. I mean, I'm not burgling.
I think that's
but
quite an easy reset.
If I'm there.
But it's really sad. Like, I was asking the police. I was like, oh, I'm a bit creeped out about the stuff they left. Sort of like, is there any chance they could like this before the locksmith has not come over and stuff? But I was like, if it's that easy, like, could they come back and like, blah, blah, blah. And they were like, honestly, don't overthink it. It's really sad. It's like, they're usually drug addicts. But they're, by the time they're doing the robbery, they're already like craving their next hit.
Yeah,
so they're already in panic mode. So it's not even good. Like, I mean, it's... bad, but like they're not doing the best job possible.
Yeah.
So like you lose a bit, but not everything.
Fuck.
And then they're just gone.
Fuck.
It's like that quick. And then she was like, you could probably go buy it tomorrow morning in a shop. And I was like, I will not recognize it. This is the only laptop I've ever owned that's not covered in stickers.
For fuck.
I know.
Say
what is the fucking odds I don't cover it in stickies.
Oh, Helen, I'm really sorry.
But I was so brave, right? Because when Sunil saw his light on, he didn't... Oh, my God, don't do that!
Sorry.
That scared the life out of me!
Oh, my God, sorry. It's so funny that you were busy saying you were so brave, and then I gasped, and then you jumped. That's okay. You're nervous. Shh. Shh. You're nervous. It's okay. Shh. 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 And I had the quality of a drug addict because I'm very uptight, and I'm very stressed about it. Shh. You're okay. Shh. Hush. Hush. Sweet horse. Hush. Hush. Helen the horse. Shh. Helen, I'm going to do something for you.
What?
Shh. Okay. Shh. If you would like to help Helen, who has recently been burgled.
I've lost everything I ever owned.
By which we mean a laptop.
And two phone chargers.
We're just saying, if you're ever going to join the Patreon, this is a good month. You just had a tough time. You just had a tough time and we're sorry for you.
I've had a really tough time.
Gosh. Wow. No. Maybe the insurance will come in from the bus crash.
Fuck you. So mean. But the thing is, it has to be onwards and upwards now. Also, I had too good a start to the year. And also, what is a laptop if only somewhere where you put all of your ideas and thoughts? And I think to let that
and
go.
And what is comedy if not a business based on ideas and thoughts?
Yeah. And I think to let that go,
yeah,
is actually quite healing.
Good.
And it's quite good for me. And yeah, sure, Sunil has to come into my room at night and check that everything's locked. And yeah,
that's
sure,
okay.
It's hard not to take it personally that they didn't take any of your clothes or things or trinkets. Like every woman I've mentioned it to, they're like, they didn't take any of your jewellery. And I was like, they didn't even double look at it. Like,
yeah, what are you talking
about?
No,
I think they just saw like the Claire's Accessories sort of like logo and they were like, leave it.
Yikes, babe.
She's going to have
so
nothing
sorry.
Worth it. Yikes. And I do. I do. I do have a couple of nicer pieces.
Okay, what are you trying to get them to come back? Jesus
no,
Christ.
But like,
I have a PS4.
It would have been nice if one thing from my wardrobe was missing. To know that there was something that people wanted that wasn't tech.
Maybe they're good.
Because I have really...
Maybe they're good for paintings. Pink and red jumpers. Maybe they have enough of them.
Sorry?
Maybe they have enough pink and red jumpers.
Do you want to bring on our guest?
Pink and blue jumpers.
Please, welcome to the podcast,
Jacob Hawley!
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Catherine Bohart, and I'm going to the Soho Theatre in London for 2 weeks in March. Now, wouldn't it be convenient if they were back-to-back and I could just tell you the dates? Of course it would. They're not. The first one begins the week commencing the 4th of March, and the second one, after a week's break, begins the week commencing the 18th of March. So, early March, late March, where will I be? Soho Theatre, my loves. And I'd love to see you there. The tickets I haven't sold necessarily as fast as I'd like them to. But listen, there are some available. And I'll be there doing my goddamn best with my new show. That's the debut of my new show. So please come. I'd be thrilled to have you in the audience. The show is called Again With Feelings. And the earlier you buy your tickets at Soho, the less expensive they are. Thank you so much.
It's me, Helen Bauer from Disney Hogs. Want to say I'm doing my show one last time in the UK at the Earth in Hackney in London on March 2nd. It's a double bill with Olga Koch. You can see both of us. You can see one of us. Come for the whole night. You've got like a little break in between us to go get some food. It's going to be magical. It's going to be sexy. And I'd love to see you there. Thank you.
I should say, I really love your podcast.
You're nice.
I really like your podcast.
You're nice.
Start recording.
I don't imagine I'm the... I don't imagine you have many listeners who look or sound like me.
What do you mean?
In what way?
I don't imagine there's many fake Burberry hoodies.
One moment. Have we started? Let me say this.
It's a compliment.
I mean it as a compliment. I don't think you want this. I think what you've got is better than this.
May I say this? You don't know what northern lesbians are up to. Because let me tell you this, Jacob Hawley, the answer is hoodies with a bit of a pattern on.
No, yeah. That's the Midlands lesbian.
It is, but that's, I was trying to be broader and nicer.
That's a Leicestershire lesbian, and to be fair, I
identify as a Leicestershire lesbian.
Well, I'm doing the rounds at the moment, and I did Mike and Vittorio's podcast last week.
Yeah,
and Mike, do you know Mike Rice?
Yeah,
are you aware of this guy?
Yeah, isn't he from Cork?
He's
Irish. Donegal,
but he's insistent that I look like a lesbian.
Yeah.
What's that like?
It feels like he shouldn't be saying it.
Like,
but I agree.
Yeah, yeah. And I've had a few Instagram videos where I have got comments going, you look like a lesbian. Is this a lesbian?
Is it because of your eyelashes?
I think it's eyelashes. I think slightly hairstyle. I think sometimes when my fringe gets too long, it does go a bit kind of.
A little bit of a skin
Karen.
Fade as well.
Yeah. But then also.
Piercing.
Piercing. And no
Wait,
facial
where's the
hair.
Piercing?
It's a thick one. I had like a proper thin Claire's accessories one. I lost it and I had to buy like a proper like plastic pirate one from Argos.
No, this is great.
Yeah, that does
this
look like F.H. Hines. What's it called?
You're not dressed. Yeah.
Like a teenage boy being like, she's the love of my life. Again, her a necklace. Mum, please.
Did you have a H. Samuel?
H. Samuel, yeah.
I don't know, but H. Samuel.
I know exactly what you mean. F. Hines is another kind
F.
of
Hines,
like
yeah.
high street, kind of next to Woolworths jewellery shop where you can
Look,
get.
Jacob, always we're already on sale. Bonding about cheap jewellery. We love cheap jewellery. You're in. You're fine.
So
we're thrilled to have you here.
I'm happy to be with
jewellery shop, like Pages.
Yeah.
I thought was like, that's when you know you've made it.
Did you?
If you can buy jewellery from Argos.
Did you gift anyone Argos jewellery? When you were young,
no.
This feels very like Helen Bauer world. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like high street jewelry shops. I know you've done a pilot, but if you ever do a series,
yeah,
I imagine there'll be an episode set in a high street jewelry shop. You having a breakdown about someone not having.
I do remember when I was younger thinking. It's really lovely to have that like best daughter ever necklace.
Yes.
Love for someone to buy that for me.
I had the full Peridot range because that's my birthstone. It's just a sort of watery green. It's horrible.
Okay.
But you know when you get your birthstone and say like
aquamarine.
Of course Argos did arrange for the month that you're born. So you'd get a little stone inset and a little gold plate. Oh my God, it was the dream. But yeah, so I did buy those. Hideous. How are are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
Yeah. I bet you bought your mum one that just said, Mum.
Dad!
I bought my dad one. And it wasn't one that said dad.
Was it a ring that says dad?
It was like a really... I wanted to get him a necklace, like a thick... fake, like gold-plated necklace. Couldn't afford that.
That lesbians do wear it, to be fair, and I'm into it.
But I got him the bracelet instead.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, I think that's maybe like the sweetest moments of anyone's life is when they save up to buy their parents a gift when they're about 10. Do you know what I mean? I think that's like kindness. You don't really get kinder than that in life.
We never did.
No,
it.
It's true.
We would always go to the pound shop for my mum. Yeah.
That
was the stuff that's what she gets.
Christ.
Yeah. Whoa. She got a dolphin statue 1 year from the pound shop.
No, stop it.
Three dolphins.
Oh, I love this story.
In a circle. It's just horrible. She hates it.
Wasn't she mad about it?
She still got it. Yeah. She was like, "What the fuck is this? It's fucking tat. Absolutely disgusting. I don't want it.
Tat is the word.
Yeah.
Tat is like. Pound shop tat, there is a place for it in every house. Do you know what it's good for, actually? This is a bit late for Christmas chat.
Yeah.
Stocking fillers.
No, I'd rather not have anything in there.
Really?
Put chocolates. I'd rather a chocolate bar.
Consumables.
I'll enjoy it.
It'll be
delicious. It's bankable. Pound
shop. Now
a silver heart that stands on the... Why?
Are you quite tidy? Yeah.
Yeah.
And are you a very, like, if we're not using it, get it out of the house person?
Yes. Oh,
whereas God. I imagine you're a...
I'm a purger.
Not a hoarder. I mean, you've been robbed, so you can't... The hoardings have been taken.
They didn't take any of my stuff. They didn't take the fridge magnets. They didn't take
That's
my collection
so weird.
Of toys.
I can't believe it.
They didn't take any of my bathroom dolls and toys.
Huh? Yes.
Like all my little bathroom goodies I've got.
Bathroom goodies.
Yes, and Neil just got a little cat coming out of a chest of drawers. Like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
And neither of you own property.
Not yet. No.
But it's important to get the staples in first.
But it's interesting because I've got a similar dynamic to you two in the sense that I have similarly got...
I feel like I'm going to be offended.
Well, no. I'm saying I'm you. I like stuff.
I'm offended.
I like... I like stuff. I like things.
Nice things.
I like colours. I like objects. Yes. Whereas I've also got... an Irish lady in my life, my fiancée.
Yeah. Is she Irish?
She's Irish, yeah. And she's
I didn't know this.
Kind of tidy, get it out. If we're not using it, why do we have it?
Yeah.
Marie Kondo, you know that
yes,
Japanese
Yes, I know Marie Kondo for sure.
If it doesn't spark joy,
oh,
get rid
get
of
that. I cannot stand that woman.
But like, the things spark joy for me. Joy. Like, obviously I'm going to have lots of stuff.
Also, I've got loads of people in my life that don't spark joy. I keep them round because I'm a good guy.
Oh no, I call those as well.
You call those?
Catherine's actually broken up friendships with people before. Could you imagine? Like a sociopath.
I was talking to do you know Bella Hull? She must have been on this.
Yeah, she told lots of stories about her hypersexed grandma. Am I wrong?
Yes, she did.
I think she was telling me she's had like a friend breakup. That to me is the most psychopathic thing. Imagine like ever since she said it to me, I now get trauma when my mates like text me out of the blue being like, "Do you want to go for a beer?" I'm like, "Am I being dumped? Is this the end?
Good.
Like, are you taking me
Your
to neutral ground?"
Relationships, they should be. You should be good for each other, and if you're not, bye.
I'm trying to break up with a friend, and we're about what 4 or 5 years.
You
into
are
it
about
now?
5 years yeah. into it. Yeah.
What, you trying to break up?
I have to invite her to everything. I feel awkward if I don't. Yeah.
But you don't have to break up with her. Just don't invite her. Just stop
no,
inviting.
Can't do it.
Okay,
can't
can I
it.
Just say this? I did try that. I did try what you're describing, which is the like slow backing off. But I'll say this: often the person that you're trying to drop as a friend. Mm. Multiple people are trying to drop as a friend because they've got bad vibes.
So they're
like, it's Trixie to meet up in London. And you're like, no, this is willful.
Yeah.
And so you sometimes have to be like,
So what do you
think
do?
What me and Jacob are saying, I'm a woman is fucking mental, am I right? Yeah.
I'm not happy about it. It's
a fucking mad whores.
Good to be
Clip
here.
That, Andrew. Women are mental, mad whores, and then me and Jacob just fist bumping.
So do you actually say, I'm going to stop seeing you now? Do you say like, I think we should stop? Or do you just go... when someone says, can we hang out? You're like, not this time. And then you assume that's the end.
No, if you're doing the slow back off, I'll be like, oh, I'm busy.
Yeah.
Like forever.
Yeah, yeah.
But if I have to, like, if somebody treated me in a way that made me feel really bad or uncomfortable, I would be like, I would probably say, like, I feel bad when I see you.
I feel bad when I see you.
But like, because you're doing this, and like, if I thought it was changeable, I would have a conversation as well.
Oh man. But do you ever look at your group of friends and think, I could lose all of these? I went to the zoo for Sunil's 43rd birthday.
I saw Instagram stories of that trip, and I felt that way about some of those people, yeah.
Right? What is this group? What are we doing with our lives?
No, they're lovely people.
The low point on that trip.
Can I just say, by the way, this has happened in my life, like, once, twice, maybe.
You're a psychopath.
I don't feel happy about it. In both circumstances, I wasn't like, woohoo. I was like, fuck. I wanted this to be nice.
She took me for dinner in Chinatown last week, and I was sweating the entire time. I was like, change. This is fucking it.
Like, even you describing that gave me like kind of like PTSD, like Vietnam flashbacks of being dumped when I was younger.
You've been to Vietnam?
Well, I've been dumped. No, I haven't been dumped to Vietnam. But you know what I mean? Of like girlfriends being like, I don't think we should see it. And being like, me being like, I can change.
I know, but here's the thing. Crazy to assume all relationships would work out. Why would you assume all friendships? Like, if you have a friend that was for 20 years, like, you're not going to always go in the same direction.
Wait a second. Yeah. When you were 12 and you went, I can change.
I will change
my prefrontal cortex or whatever it's called. Still has to grow. I definitely will change. Yeah. I'm going to be better. I'm going to be taller.
Imagine being dumped in the school canteen and being like, please, Melissa, change.
No, you're bringing back. So I've definitely done that.
Let him sit in it. It's good for you. I just had therapy. This morning, you do have to sit with these uncomfortable feelings to work through them. What's this bringing up for you?
I'm gonna move out of my parents' house.
It's a memory.
I'll get a job. There's loads. I mean,
I'll buy you a bracelet.
How old would it? I'm trying to think.
Did you go to a mixed school?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So did you have you had girlfriends from that's how people have girlfriends.
Oh, I had girlfriends from 11. Like,
you really said that with such confidence, but you lost to us, and you're like, oh, I had girlfriends from 11.
I realised, I was like, this starts as a very kind of like, yeah, I've had girlfriends. Then the way that sentence ends is, and they've dumped me, and I've promised to change.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the worst dumping. I remember, oh God, there was one, and my friends wind me up about this to this day, of so we had lockers in our school where you lock your bag up and when you're that age, you can't, your whole relationship is just reenacting something you've seen on EastEnders.
100%.
You don't know what an adult relationship is.
That's so
true. You don't
really
know what boyfriend you're like. Do I text you after school? What do I do? Do you know what I mean? Do we kiss goodbye at the school gates as if we work in an office together? What is it? And my mates found me. She'd broke up with me at lunchtime. I think it was a girl called Hannah Cockle.
Shout out Hannah Cockle.
She's now got kids with a guy who was a priest. She still lives in the same town.
Some of the best women have kids with men who were on the way to priesthood. My mother.
So my mates found me head down, hands on the lockers, kicking the lockers. Bang, bang. And they're what's wrong? Hannah dumped me. And it's like, you look back now and you're like, it doesn't have any practical difference to... I still went home and had dinner with my parents. Do you know what I mean? It's like when I was, head down, be like, no, my life is over. It's like, what did I think was changing? Do you
Nothing,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
We just chat at lunchtime. And a lot of time, too nervous to chat.
Yeah, but it was your relationship.
It was. Well, yeah, it meant a lot to me. And,
did she do it face-to-face with you?
I think she might have sent her friend Natalie to dump me.
I got dumped by
a boy on behalf of a boy in the school canteen.
Sent to you, yeah. Oh, man. There's something almost medieval about that, of sending someone with a message.
An envoy.
When you're that age and you see one of your girlfriend or boyfriend's friends walking across the playground...
Fuck.
Do you know what I mean? It's like a death sentence. Yeah.
It's like me texting to be like, want to hang out?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Coffee at noon.
Yeah, exactly.
But there were always people who were so happy to be the messenger. Do you remember those people who were like, I'll tell them, I'll do it. That was you, was it? You fucking
was that you?
Shit, Catherine Bowler.
I imagine.
I'll break the hard news.
Yeah, I can imagine you being the kind of shoulder that someone chooses to kind of go, right, Catherine, I'm having problems with Jacob. Yeah. Just tell him.
I'll tell him if you want.
I can imagine you marching across
the
playground.
Well, it's not like I had either other way of talking to boys.
Chatting with a lady on the way.
Oh, the playground. How was your weekend?
Yeah. I'll be back I've just got up, but I will come.
Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
It's so funny that you think I was in a mixed school. No, I'm the product of nuns and an all-girls school from the ages of 5 to 17. No, mind if we do.
It upsets me.
Yeah, it's upsetting. But wait, so you've managed to lure an Irish woman. How exciting.
I got one.
How did you meet her?
Okay. Well, she is. So my best mate is married to her best mate.
So we're like, oh my god! And they were just like, "Ugh, come on."
Well,
come
yeah.
on.
I mean, there was years of kind of like, I mean, I did. Oh god, I don't know how this has become a podcast episode about how pathetic I am in relationships.
It's become pathetic. Catherine is too.
So like, do you know what?
To all the men on this podcast. Don't worry.
It's quite handy actually. Cause we've had a bit of an argument this morning, so I could do with winning some brownie points.
Okay, here we go.
All right. So, how did you win your Irish
fiance
around?
So basically, I went to a house party. She was there. It was before we were together. And I was single at the time, and she was going to work abroad.
Yeah.
So I snuck off. I think everyone kind of knew I fancied her. I think she probably knew I fancied her. I snuck off to a corner shop.
Did you wear your best hoodie?
I did. Well, I remember what she was wearing, but I went and bought like flowers and a good luck card. And
from
I wrote,
a corner shop.
From a corner shop, but she didn't know that.
For a man, that's cut something. Really,
we might have to cut and retry this for the third time. But yeah, and I brought her presents and blah, 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 and I really fancied her. And then a few years later, we were both single and yeah, got together. We had a night where, it is quite sweet actually. Our way of like being like, we're going to do something, like we were sat arm by arm like that in a pub. And like, we'd fancy each other for ages. Our mates who were together. I mean, just a little thing where we just sort of held hands like that behind our arms.
Oh, you just held
hands underneath.
But that is
quite school-like.
Yeah,
it was, mate.
That's so sweet, though.
No, but I love that. I loved that school, like, holding hands with someone on the school coach for no one else running.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, yeah.
Because you had your coats over you.
Holding fingers, and it's like, yeah. And then so she's from Mayo. She's
nice.
From the West, from Westport.
Yes, gorgeous.
Still go
Do
back.
Do you want to hear a joke?
Go on.
Okay, I once did an open mic. This is way back when we first started at, I think it was like Freedom Fridge. One of the ones at the Rose and Crown in Kentish Town, which used to be a pub that had like, I mean, they might still run it, but like open mic basically every night of the week.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You could always get on, but it was just other comedians in the crowd mainly. And there was a guy, and like at this point, I'd been doing open mic long enough that we all knew each other. Someone knew every now and again, but in general, we were all like a little gang.
Yeah.
And there was an Irish guy, and we were all like, oh, like a new guy. And he has such a fun energy off stage. And he was like, really fun. And we're like, oh my God, this is exciting. We can see something we haven't heard like a million times this month.
Yeah.
And he went on and went, hello?
I already know he didn't, but go on.
Yeah. I'm from County Mayo. I know what you're thinking. Not County Ketchup. And then he paused for an applause break. All the comedians were silent, and I was like, I couldn't breathe. I was like, oh my god. I was like, you've got to enter so you think you're funny. You've got to enter it now. It was honestly the funniest thing I'd ever seen on open mic. And to this day still is.
The way you impersonate Irish people, you make them sound like a Simpsons character.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
Hello.
Hey, from County Mayo.
But this one actually was. I know what you're thinking. Not County Ketchup. We weren't thinking it.
No one was thinking it.
That's amazing.
But I know what you're thinking joke. It's so
rarely what anyone's thinking.
Yeah.
I remember there was a guy, I don't remember his name, there's a guy who was sort of open mic around the same time.
Yeah.
Who was like a vaguely good-looking guy.
Yeah.
And his thing...
That's such a male compliment. Who was like a vaguely good looking...
Not that I find guys attractive.
I don't see men, but
yeah. I might be on Trusty Hogs, but I'm fucking straight on them. but he was like sort of superficially generically. And he would all, like, every gig, he was like, I know what you're thinking, a member of, and then he'd just say like a kind of boy band, but like it would always be a boy band that are like manufactured because they're good looking. He'd be like, I know what you're thinking, One Direction's walked in the room, and it's like, you're just telling like 20 people that you think you're attractive enough to be in a pop group. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's such a mad kind of vibe.
It's like, such a funny opener.
I know what you're thinking, I'm pretty fucking sexy. You can imagine Simon Cowell grouping me up with some other men that look as good as me. It's like,
I know what you're
mad
thinking.
Thing to say.
Commercially attractive.
I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. Your cock, my vagina tonight. Let's move on.
That's wild.
Do you want to do open mic again a little bit?
No.
Do you ever do them? There are people who are, you know, professional comedians who still just go and...
Can we explain to the listener, an open mic is the kind of comedy gig you start at. You usually have 5 minutes, max 10. The headliner might have 10 minutes. Mm. And they are everybody trying, often gigging for their first 20 gigs.
Yeah.
And it's hard to get an audience. So sometimes the club makes you bring a friend. It's compulsory to bring a friend or else you can't play. Other times, sometimes they make you stay, so you have to watch everybody, which is horrific. And they are all bad. Go on.
No, they're not all bad.
No, but they're bad in, like, sometimes joyful ways.
The best nights of my life have been at open mics.
That was some great dictionary corner work, by
thank
the
you
way.
So oh, much. Yes, thank you.
You're, I mean, castable for that show.
Get out my way, Susie Dent. Get out my way.
My favourite ones were when it was like 25 people and each one had a bringer with them. So the audience was technically 50.
Yeah.
So there was a crowd.
Do you remember at Comedy Virgins, they also wouldn't tell you what order you were on so you wouldn't leave? So you had the adrenaline of, like, every you're petrified. Time. You're petrified to go on stage anyway, but then it goes on for 3 hours of, like, no, not me. No, not me. And you're like, oh,
and
fuck.
Everyone's so nervous apart from, like, one or two people who just don't feel shame.
Like,
do you still do them?
I've done the, like, closing 10-minute spot. Yeah. Open mic. So they're local to me, and like someone asks, like, or like the comedian goes, like, oh, hey, do you want to come and jump on do new? And I'm like, yeah, if I'm free, I will do it if I want to do new material, 100%. But it's very like, I'm not like, I want to go back and do the like going in and signing up my name,
and
5 minutes, and everyone's like so intensely nervous. Yeah. And then there's always like, and I'm sorry, it is usually a guy who's so bad, but like, really holds for applause breaks.
Takes it really seriously and kind of has a kind of... I think the worst vibe in the world is people at those kind of gigs who kind of walk on stage as if the gig's beneath them. They're kind of like, here we go then.
Yes,
Right, I better.
I know what you're thinking.
Shall I try and fucking save this show? Do you know what I mean? There's a guy, I won't name it, there's a guy who I know who I think has stopped now but was doing those kind of gigs for like a long, long time.
Yeah.
And I think some of it is like just not, if you're not that good, you don't progress. But I think a lot of it is people just get really comfortable. Like I never really made friends. It was never like a hangout thing for me when I was doing those gigs. Mm-hmm. It was very much like, I'm doing this because I'm starting out.
Did
but
you
I
have
want
kids
progress
already
it.
When you started?
No. I remember you when you were single.
My kid's only like three.
Okay.
But there was one guy who did it for a long time. And that thing you say is so... like when you described that, I hadn't thought about that in ages, but that's so potent, that kind of... Because a lot of them, you don't know when you're going on.
Yeah.
So you get this adrenaline rush of like, huh? And then it's someone else's name called out. You're like, oh. And if there's 20 people, that's so bad for you.
It's horrific. Yeah.
And I saw this guy, like, I think he lives in... And I won't say his name, but like, he was doing it for like 6 years.
Yeah.
And I remember saying to him, like, oh, has it? Are you still gigging? He was like, I had to stop. And I was like, oh, what were you, were you busy? Oh. What was going on? He was like, no, I genuinely gave myself a really bad thyroid condition.
Whoa.
I was like, what do you mean? He was like, dude, that thing,
the
cortisol, the kind of,
dude,
6 years, 5 nights a week, and then getting, like, having 4 beers and a McDonald's afterwards, that will kill you.
Yeah, it really will. So unhealthy. It really will. Oh my God, that's terrifying.
It's scary, isn't it?
It's so scary. And also, there's another group of person who I do think ends up staying in open mics, not because they're not good enough and not because of they get comfortable, but because I would say part of the reason I did so well at comedy early on, and I did pretty well pretty quickly, was because I've worked corporate jobs beforehand, so I'm really, and I have this personality, so I'm really admin oriented. So like, there wasn't anybody I hadn't emailed, and that doesn't mean I was better than the people who didn't email them.
No.
It just means I emailed, and like, there definitely are people who were like, and there's a particular girl who was brilliant and whose Instagram I watched because she looked so happy because she quit. And
I've got a couple of those.
I love
people
that.
People that I started with. But and they were so, so funny. But I still have them
she
on social media.
So
and they're
happy.
Just so
I have,
fine.
I think that is the most dignified thing.
Yeah.
Be good and quit.
Oh my
word. Yeah. And her Twitter's still funny. Her Twitter's still funny and her pictures are beautiful. Yeah. She's just having a nice life.
She goes on holiday.
Yeah.
And she goes out to dinner on Fridays.
Yeah, we do have to say who it is at the end of this, because I do want to know if we've got the same
ones.
Okay,
fabulous.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Because we were like new around the same time.
Fab.
So like our good people were the same good people.
Let's do it.
No, I've forgotten it. Go on.
Okay, fine. No, I was going to ask Jacob, our guest. We do, Jacob.
Sorry, we're just having a chat. Sorry, Jacob. We're
actually
having a conversation.
I was just going to say one thing, which to be fair to guys, yes, there was always a guy who was like, all right, I got this.
Yeah, yeah.
To varying degrees of success. But there was also always at least one woman who should have been talking to a professional.
Thank you. yeah, that yeah, was yeah. me at
and
the beginning.
I don't mean
no,
you.
I did no, go I through don't. A bit of a phase.
No, there'd be
I knew I did because I once did a new material night, which I'm actually doing again tonight.
I don't mean
this
you.
Years ago,
I don't mean
and
you.
I came off and I hadn't mentioned mental health literally once. And Bobby Mayer, who I didn't know that very well at that time, oh, went God. On after me and he went, "What is this, mental health night?" And
I was Bobby
like, Mayer? Yeah, yeah. No, I was going to fucking
he was
say.
Like, he was like, "Perfect, I've got mental health stuff to talk about." I came off and I was like, "I was talking about mental health." And he went, "Yeah, no, you were." And I was like, "Oh, fuck."
No.
But also, do you feel like there's people, and these are the people I envy the most, who do open mic and just love it because they don't want it as a career?
Yeah. Oh my God, those people blow my mind.
They're just happy for the social life and they think it's fun. They like coming up with new jokes and trying them out on stage and like perfecting and figuring out the puzzle. They don't need
Wait, are we the
to
problem?
Take it any further. Yeah, well, we're the psychos.
I do think like I've got a friend called Jake Farrell.
I know Jake, you know, Jake. I do
a podcast with Jake.
Plug it.
The Screen Rock podcast where anyone who
shout out Screen Rock.
Basically it's we take a different like social media nutter each week and do like a kind of like deep dive analysis of them. So we've done like Bevo, Big John. I don't know if you know who these people are. But
no. Yeah, TikTok I know who Bevo stars, is Instagram because is I watched women my age be like, "Ha!"
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's
yeah.
like old women watch Bevo for the first time.
What's
really?
Bevo then?
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe if he had a real name, he'd be fine. And I was like, "Is that the girl in my class?" Anyway,
so Jake Farrell, amazing comedian. You must have seen.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Great. But like, he's got like a wife, a happy home life. He's got a good job that he enjoys, working in the third sector, you know, helping people.
Yeah.
And he just does gigs because he enjoys them. And essentially, he sort of only does gigs that pay a bit of money, but he uses the money to pay for a holiday with him and his wife every year. That's it.
Fuck, that sounds so nice.
So healthy.
That sounds so nice.
It's so, whereas us fucking like lunatics.
We're like, constantly, you know, build an audience, yeah, make it bigger.
Yeah, exactly. This is a career. Do you know?
I like renting at 35.
Yeah.
let me show you the interiors this girl who quit has. Oh, fuck, afterwards I'll show you.
Well, can I ask you a favour?
Yeah.
If I need to quit, like if everyone's like, "Helen Bauer's got to quit,"
yeah.
I want you to come across London to tell me.
Oh my God, I'd love to.
And I want you to be like on the bus and the tube and telling people, like, "I can't talk right now. I'm going to talk to Helen." Like, I want you to come to me and let me know
so
that we've
just
all...
talking to the comedian.
Yeah.
Do you want to sit down? Have you eaten?
It's like, take my career out the back and shoot it. Take my dreams and kill them, please, if I'm ever in need. I've kind of got a pact with a couple of people like that, of like, if it ever feels bad, like, just say.
Yeah.
Because I don't trust myself anymore.
I say that to Sunil all the time. Like, if I ever get, like really, like, there's a lot of, like, if I ever get too, like, whingy or bitter, or if I get ungrateful, or if I, like, get, like, a bit, like, weird. Like,
I don't have
you
that because I sort of started
me.
That way, but...
I was about to say, I feel like that every day. Like,
no!
Whingy, bitter, this. Ungrateful,
but
weird.
I told you I had a meeting earlier with my new acting agents,
yeah.
And I was like, "So listen, if I ever get too much Botox, you gotta tell me." Like, I don't want to be, like, not castable because they're like, "Yikes, yeah. What emotion
but
does she
you
think
can
she's
do
doing?"
Botox jobs, like Nicole Kidman in that one where she runs a resort.
I think she maybe you have to be Nicole before you can get that level of Botox. Do you know what I'm saying?
But you're like Nicole. You've got the same hairstyle as Moulin Rouge.
I'd say career-wise, we're a smidge different.
Oh, yeah, no, she's way more successful.
Yeah, yeah.
Way more. Yeah.
Okay, so look, people write in for advice.
Okay, yes. Yeah,
you're looking at my forehead. It's so funny.
No, well, I was actually just going to ask, have you or would you?
Yeah, have and would.
You have?
Yeah.
Have you? You don't look like you have. You know. And I mean that, like, it looks
that's good.
Very good. Yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah.
That's my point, is if you can ever be like, obviously, I think I would be like...
I've had a BBL.
Have you?
No.
Kim Kardashian's taken it out. Did you know that?
She never had one.
She's taken her arse out.
She never had one.
No, she went on... She had an ultrasound on the television show. We watched it. We all watched it. Dude.
That was real. That was a real arse.
Yes.
No way.
Yes.
Yes.
If you're going to come here, come here with facts. Look, Andrew.
Sorry.
God, that's really pissed me off.
Yeah, me too. It's like, yay. Do you know her? Do you know her?
No.
What do you think?
What's her middle name?
Kanye West, new one.
Really similar looking.
I want both of them to be okay, and I feel like no one's taking care of either.
Yeah.
That's what I feel about that.
You know what we were saying about, like, the sort of comedians that would do open mic gigs? I've got a similar feeling of, like, who's looking after you? Where's the safeguarding?
I really feel like that nobody's okay in that scenario.
His new wife looks like he's kind of described Kim Kardashian to, like, an AI machine, and they've drawn that. Do you know what I mean?
Are they married?
Yeah, they're married.
I didn't know they got married.
Yeah.
I just want everyone to be all right.
Everyone will be all right, babe.
Okay, good.
Did not watch Masters of Air, though, because they were not during World War II.
Right. Oh, God, okay. Oh, find that surprising? Okay.
No. I know about World War II, but you've got no idea what they went through
Jacob,
in the air.
Guest.
Do you know what happened Jacob. In the air during World War II?
No.
It's not good. They've had a terrible time.
I've had a stressful day, so I don't want to know anything about it.
Just since you got here.
Friends being burnt alive in front of each other.
Stop it, Helen.
I need to sleep tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. Hey, Jacob, people write in.
Yes.
They tell us their problems. We give them advice.
Yep.
What kind of advice giver are you? You're a dad of two, so you must be pretty good at it.
I've got a one-year-old and a three-year-old. They're not asking me.
If you can't solve their problems, my guy, then you're not very good at it.
How much advice do you get from your dad? I get nothing from Michael.
Oh, I crashed into a parked car. We don't know whose fault it is recently. And he was brilliant. But really? He did seem like he was waiting for the call. Let's not talk about it.
He always is.
Okay.
He was fucking elated.
I'm good at advice. Yeah, I think I can give good advice.
Yeah? Yeah,
I think so. Yeah, sure. Why not? Have I given my mates advice? Yeah. Do you know what, actually? Is it going to be relationship stuff? Do you know what the question is?
It could be.
Okay. I'm very much a kind of cut and dry dump 'em. That's 99% of my advice.
You know what?
Them.
I'm going to enjoy
this. Okay, this is going to be good.
Okay, yeah. Do you want your relationship problem then?
Yes, please.
How many problems have you got?
Poor
patrons. What's going on with these people?
Listen, they see themselves in us.
Whatever Andrew says, Jacob has to say dump him, even if it's like, my girlfriend's terminally ill, she wants to get married, still dump him, right? Okay.
Okay, let's see.
Once I did Control F lesbian in our inbox and we had over 100.
Those are our girls. They're going to want to know where you got the hoodie, by the way.
The market, Catherine.
Telegram group.
What's that?
Do you not know what Telegram is?
No.
It's like WhatsApp for criminals. It's like properly encrypted, so you can buy anything on there. I can get you a gun.
I don't want a gun.
Gosh,
I would have thought out of all of you, so you'd fast. Want one. I would have thought out of everyone on this show, you got robbed.
Why would I want a gun then?
Don't get Helen a gun, please.
That's a crazy call.
Yeah. Well, okay. Sorry. I can get you a hoodie.
I've got WhatsApp.
but WhatsApp's police can get WhatsApp. They can't.
What?
So I shouldn't be saying any of this.
No, we shouldn't.
I've given you such a hard edit after this episode. You don't have to.
I love it. Well, listen. I'll be in touch if I ever need a gun, my guy.
No, you
won't. Or anything else.
Okay.
No, Catherine.
Gosh.
No. I don't want you running with his people.
Do they sell Botox on there?
I've actually got someone who can do Botox for you. A friend of mine runs a Botox empire. Amazing.
And we'd love some Ozempic as well.
Do you ever used to watch Shameless, the TV show on Channel 4?
Yeah.
Do you remember Lip?
He's the little boy.
Well, he was then.
Philip,
Lip. Yeah. He's a good mate of mine, and he has a Botox empire now. He has like 8 clinics around Manchester.
Slay.
So if you do actually ever want Botox, I can sort you out.
Whoa, that's wicked.
No,
and you thought our audience wouldn't love you.
We've got
the connects, guys. We're good.
I feel more comfortable on this podcast than I do on any blokey podcast.
I'm so glad.
This has felt better.
Oh, that's so nice. It's the calming candle. Go on. Ooh.
Okay, so this is actually a relationship problem that is sort of it's a bit of a post-mortem relationship problem, really.
After the dumping's happened.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay, when was it sent, Andrew? Let's check in.
Only about 5-6 months ago.
Great.
Not too bad.
Yikes.
This is from A.
Hi, A.
Hello, A.
Hi, Trusty Hogs. Love the podcast. You're all so funny and really brighten my week.
Aww.
Here's my listener problem. My partner and I bought a house in February, but in April, he broke up with me.
Here we go.
We were together for 6 years and he turned around and escalated from we feel disconnected to our relationship makes me unhappy to let's take time apart, all within the space of 3 days.
He's a coward prick.
He didn't share any problems with our relationship prior to this, even when I asked. He told me that he loved me, but he'd had doubted for 2 or 3 months and couldn't ignore how he was feeling anymore. When I pushed him for more of an explanation, he bawled his eyes out, telling me that nothing made him happy anymore. He felt numb to everything and stopped caring about anything.
Oh, gosh.
We took 2 weeks apart with the understanding that he talked to people around him, and if things didn't get better, we'd take more time and try and fix it. However, he came back and left me and the life he pushed us to commit to without trying to fix it. He admitted he wasn't sure ending it would fix how he felt, but it's all he could think to do. He couldn't even bring himself to take more time and try and make it work. He was scared of getting married. Our relationship wasn't exciting anymore. And he sometimes said he thought we weren't mentally or physically compatible.
This is going to be scaring so many listeners who are just listening to this going, this is going to
happen
to me.
Jacob doesn't look well, to be honest.
Jacob panicked. This is fucked up. This is intense.
3 months later, I now have to talk to him again about selling our house. We've barely spoken since, but he has admitted that he's now in therapy. His emotions are a fucking mess, and he's looking to change his job too. So hopefully he's on the mend.
Yeah.
None of his family have said anything to me since we broke up. My mental health has obviously been through the floor. I'm consumed by the grief and anger I feel towards him. I still love him, but I don't think he wants me. I don't know what he wants or how we could ever fix this. Despite him saying that I didn't do anything wrong, all I've taken from that is that I'm the problem and I'm not worth trying for.
No, you are!
Any words of wisdom for a really, really lost hog would be much appreciated. Please.
No, Andrew, it would have been great if we'd heard this 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Yikes! This girl's like, I wonder if they're ever going to get back to me. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, that's wow. Shitty.
Fuck.
Are they always this kind of stuff, the advice?
No.
Peppy stuff, yeah. Jacob.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Your audience finds you.
How do I plug and a our tour audience after this?
Are sad. Well, it's a night out, isn't it, when you're in your group?
Yeah.
Do you want to plug your tour now and then give us your advice? Would that make you feel more comfortable?
I have been both the receiver and the giver of that kind of information.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I've definitely broke up with someone while saying those kind of things, not after buying a fucking house with them. But I've also been on the receiving end of it. This is going to sound like a hard thing to say. A lot of the time, I don't think that is what is actually the problem with the person who's doing the dumping. Do you know what I mean?
They're scared to say, or they don't know what's going on.
Or they don't know what's going on, but also it's like, I obviously sympathetic towards the guy's mental health, glad he's getting therapy, blah, blah, blah. He sounds like a fucking mess, man. Like, he sounds like he doesn't know what he wants. He sounds like he needs a lot of help and, like, work on himself. Now, like, it's hard when you, like, put a deposit down on a house or whatever, bought a house, but it's like, if whoever this, A?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Worth more than that. You don't need to be with someone who, like I think that's, it's kind of what we were saying earlier, of that thing of like, I can change, I can be all right. It's like, no, you're fucking all right anyway. Like, if this, I think sometimes people get really hung up on the idea there's one person for everyone, and if we're in love we have to be together. I guarantee if you lock two people in a room together for 5 years, they'll just fall in love.
No, not true.
I think we're all capable.
Me and Catherine have been here for 3 years.
No, I think if we were the last two people on Earth, we'd make a beautiful life together.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
You would. But it's, what I mean to say is, A, there will be someone out there for A who loves A, who appreciates A, and who doesn't feel like their life's a mess and the easiest thing to change is A. Do you know what I mean?
If you're that disposable, that the only thing I think, the first thing I could think to change is you, I feel like that person, regardless of when they feel well again, and I hope they do, doesn't understand your worth and doesn't understand the ramifications of, like, the decisions they've made with you. It's absolutely, like, listen, it's also, I think, completely normal to buy a house and then go, fuck, like, we are locked in, and it might heighten your sense of stress in a relationship that you don't want to be in. But I also think lots of people, when they're breaking up with you, want not to be the bad guy.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
And they go to a place of, like, hyper anguish, which they may well feel, but is not appropriate for you, because what they're doing to you is also bad and unfair. Yeah. They're allowed to break up with you, of course, but I mean, like, in terms of the ramifications for you, they're huge. I hope to goodness that 6 months after you've written this, you don't want to be with this guy who doesn't know how important you are. Because to be like, you're the only thing I could think to do, I'm like, do you have the internet?
Yeah. Well, like, change jobs before.
Get a session on, you know, get some therapy, or admit you maybe don't want to be in the relationship.
Because I bet A's trust is now gone. Because, like, for someone to go along with, like, 6 years of a relationship, obviously people's, like, feelings do change, but, like, to be in the process of having bought a house and then to change your mind.
Not to, like, mention that you have... Yikes.
Yeah, and, like, the whole thing of, like, he's felt that way for months but hasn't said it. It's like, well, that's kind of a red flag in itself.
Yeah.
Like, if someone's capable of, like, having some kind of, like, ill feeling towards you and not saying anything for months, even in, like, this dynamic of, like, working together, you'd be a bit like, if you've got an issue, just fucking say it, and, like, we can work it out. And
she was late today.
Yeah, well.
It was
3 minutes.
And I didn't say
Did
anything.
You raise it?
Yeah, I raised it pretty fast.
She raised it.
She walked and I went, "You're late, and we both deserve an apology."
See? And you're not buying a house together, and you're not.
No, why?
Neither of us can afford it.
But I think that's also a generational thing. Of feeling like, I think years ago, you know, if you bought a house for someone, you'd be like, "Well, fuck it, we'll just sell it." you know, I'll just take the house. Whereas now, I think because houses feel like, that feels like a bigger contract than having kids together.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? And so it's like so hard to let go of that. But I don't know, you sell the house, be all right. But, you know, I had a friend who had this exact situation of like breaking up with someone after they'd bought, it was like a new build that was being built for them.
Oh, God.
Do you know what I mean? They'd like picked a kitchen, picked the paint, picked everything, and then they broke up. But it's like, sell it, move on, you'd be all right, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you will. You really will. You will be all right.
It'll be better because you'll be with someone that isn't having these doubts and like someone that you can communicate with. And also, like, there's no. What was the last thing? Was it like, how do I fix this? There's no fixing this.
Well, yeah, how do I learn to trust again? How do I sort of get over those feelings of that I'm not worth trying for?
But then you look at, like, trust is such a tricky thing. Like, if you watch The Fox and the Hound, that Disney film, like, how does Todd learn to trust Copper when he knows that Copper's a killing dog? But you know they do learn to love each other and have trust because there's a fox and a hound too.
Trust yourself.
Yeah.
Trust yourself. Trust yourself enough to get through this. Other people have. You
if a hunting dog and a fox can become friends.
Right, yeah. Mm. Yeah. No, back there, is it?
Perspective-wise.
That was fast. That turned around. Gosh.
I've seen videos of ducklings who are best friends with elephants. That's mental.
But also, let's just take out the underpinning presumption that people will be together forever and go, what was gorgeous about it that you can take away? Because it's easy to be like, here's all the bad stuff. There will have been good stuff. And that'll...
This is very Marie Kondo of you.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Throw away the bad. Take the good. And trust yourself. Mm-hmm. Thank God you're not with this guy.
Yeah. I will say...
Imagine if you had a kid.
Also, we wish him a healthy brain in the future.
Yeah. Obviously, yeah.
He's clearly very mentally unwell. And I think I can relate to two things in this. Number one, like... just feeling like something will fix it, like moving into a house together or committing to it'll just like sort you out. Like at the moment I'm trying to move out of my parents' house and I'm like, everything will come in and it will sort itself out.
Everything
once I've got
will
my
be
own
perfect
place.
Once, yeah.
2 years ago I got a blender because I thought I'd be a soup person.
Exactly. You know, we all make sort of decisions thinking it will change things.
Yes.
So I can understand perhaps why he thought that maybe would rush through and fix things. But also that feeling of like wanting to opt out of everything in your life. It's you just feel like so lost and empty. Mm. And it's not personal. That's just somebody who's so in their own head and like introspective that it's not about you at all. It's not about you.
That's so true. I do think depression, as crap as it is, it also makes you behave. It is a selfish state because it's so all consuming. Not an intentionally selfish one, but I think it is self-absorbed in its nature because it makes everything else seem dull and unimportant. So it's definitely not about you and is about a brain.
Depression is interesting, though, because I felt depressed on Friday. Didn't want to go do the gig, but I did it. Came home and we'd been robbed.
No. What?
Yeah.
Oh, so it could always be worse as you. It could always be worse. That's your takeaway?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
At least you've not been robbed.
Yeah, because that is annoying.
Yet is the message that Helen wants to send. Yet.
Oh, everyone gets robbed at some point in their lifetime. Something to look forward to if you haven't already. Yeah.
Gosh, hey Jacob, here you have a tour, man.
Wow. I assume this is the formula that you end on advice and then someone plugs.
Well, let's just do a little bit something chipper, which is that my favorite thing about Jacob is that while he is here because I'm sure he likes the podcast and likes us, in truth, you're here as an Andrew White fan.
Yeah.
I love Andrew White.
He even told me outside.
Tell me why.
What do you mean?
Thanks, Catherine.
Why would I not be? Tell me why.
No, dude, I love Andrew White. It was because it might be something uplifting before we go to your podcast.
I'm a massive fan of your stand-up. I think you're an amazing comedian.
He's so good.
I think you're so funny. I think you're an amazing writer.
He writes so much as well.
I think he's so funny. And I think he's a very unique comedian. And I really like him. And I really like watching him.
For me too.
And I send clips of yours to my mates in my WhatsApp.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they like it as well.
All the guys.
Blow him a kiss.
I'm not doing that. That's bad.
Blow him a kiss.
I knew I'd feel uncomfortable at some point in this podcast recording. There we go.
Give him a wave.
Thank you, Andy.
That's so nice.
So I like how Helen really had to work her way down what sort of level of sincerity we were willing to do.
Yeah. I'll wave. I won't blow a kiss.
I always feel like a mum with a baby. Like, go on, give him a wave. Blow him a kiss.
We like coaching the autistic dad to show some affection. Come on, come on, say
and
you love him.
She's good at it.
Come on, daddy, please learn my middle name. Look me in the eye, Michael, you piece of shit.
Oh, Michael.
Thank you.
Right, tell us. You're on tour.
I've had to delay the tour.
Why?
I had some health stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. I've got a heart condition.
What kind?
Don't know yet. My heart monitor's getting fitted on Thursday.
Hole or whoa, arrhythmia? Do you have any idea?
Well, they're not a hole because they've looked at it and it actually looks all right, but it's really slow. Like it drops below 40 BPM, which is like, it's like Mo Farah's heart. Do you know what I mean?
Stop.
Yeah, so I just had this thing where I was collapsing a lot and then went to hospital.
Jacob,
was on a ward. Yeah, I'm fine. Like I should say, I'm okay.
You have to go see him on tour because this might be your last.
Yeah, well, this is it. Come and see.
No, Helen,
my last trip around the provinces.
Please
see a sick man before he says goodbye.
Letchworth.
It's like Bob Dylan. You know, like every time, like Bob Dylan just tours until like he's basically on a non-stop tour until he's dead. And every time ridiculous. You're like, this is the last time I'm going to get him to see Tangled Up in Blue. But yeah.
By the way, what is this podcast today? So far we've been like, Helen's been robbed, so if you'd like to donate to the Patreon, Jacob's on tour and he has a weak little heart. Little tiny Tim needs you to come see him on tour.
If you want to feed my children after I go.
Are they going to do that thing where they inject something in and then they watch it going around the heart?
Yeah, they put dye in me.
Could you taste it? Was it one of those ones?
I haven't done it. Oh,
let me know. Do you get to pick the
colour? I think it has to be purple.
Oh, shame.
That's all right.
No, that's fine. Yeah, listen.
Could be worse.
You do lots of Anthony Nolan donations and stuff, don't you? Well, on a more positive medical note.
Yeah. Do you know the charity Anthony Nolan? They do like stem cell transplants for cancer patients.
Okay.
So I did one of those 4 years ago. Saved a life.
Whoa, that's so cool.
And now I'm like a kind of ambassador for the charity. Like a piece of stuff like that.
Great. And now you've got a heart problem. Nothing's fair.
Like, mate, yeah. Bad things happen to good people.
That should be the name of our podcast.
They do. I too have lost the laptop.
But wait, what's your tour called?
Tour is called Space. It now starts in the middle of March in Brighton. That's a nice place to start.
Gorgeous. That's really
I was going to start in Maidenhead, and I'm delighted I'm starting in Brighton.
I love Maidenhead.
Oh, do you?
Northern Farm Arts Centre.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
It's great.
But yeah, so starting March runs. I think I'm just going to keep going. To be honest, I've got like a big London one in June, Park Theatre.
Gorgeous in Finsbury Park.
Yeah, I've been there.
It's lovely.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? Do that. And then I might do a bit of Edinburgh, and then I'll do more for the rest of the year. So yeah, Jacob Hawley on Instagram.
Nice.
I'd love to have some hogs. Wouldn't that be so nice? It would, because I'll be honest with you, I do a lot of football stuff on Instagram, and I've got a lot of thugs coming. And I'd love to, like, nice guys, but real scum.
Don't put our hogs at risk.
There's safe seating for the hogs. I promise. I'll make a nice little enclosure.
Will you block out a little sty?
Yeah, a little sty. With their patterned hoodies and their short haircuts. The hogs.
That'd be amazing. Oh my gosh, Jacob, we wish you well on the tour.
Thank
we hope
you
your heart gets better.
Yes, take care of that. That's very important.
Right. Yeah, I'll be
okay. And also, your Irish wife has a skincare line.
Fiancé. Oh, yeah. How'd you know about that?
You told me.
Did I tell you? Sorry. Yeah.
Bad if I was just like doing research and I was like, wow.
Any women who get hormonal skin, she should be paying me for this. Baby Mama Botanics. Look it up.
Because your skin changes loads when you have babies, apparently.
It does. My cousin just got a dent in her head. She woke up and there's like a bit of her skull missing.
No way.
We can't fix that. We haven't got a serum.
Shout out Sophie, by the way. Tough stuff.
Yeah,
she woke up like a big chunk missing of her skull.
Does your fiance have something for that? Alana, help us out.
We'll try and fill her up.
My cousin's lost some skull.
Send her to Holloway. We'll try and fix her. But yeah, Baby Mama Botanics, organic serums, lovely stuff.
We'll have a little look around. How exciting. But for now, the tour, Space, Jacob Hawley, and they can find you on Instagram, TikTok,
Instagram. Thanks.
Oh my gosh, a pleasure, Jacob Hawley, everyone.
Thank you very much,
Helen. Huge news. Is the executive lounge feeling a little fuller to you today?
Is it?
Probably, because we've got another exec producer.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you to Simon Moores, Guy Goodman, Mary Fox, Annie Tonner, Sarah Deacon, Oliver Jago, Anthony Conway, Matthew Thomas, Madeline Quinn, and our new arrival, Grace O'Reilly.
that Irish? That's gotta be.
Surely.
Religious first name, I don't know. Hello.
Don't mind if we do. Hey, thanks so much for joining us, guys, and thank you for all your support. We genuinely couldn't do it without you.
And then also to our producers in the producer lounge, we got Richard Bicknell, L, Richard Bold, Sadie Cashmore, Zoe, Rachel Page, Helen A, Abby Wharf, Luke Bright, Kate. Oh my God, do I need glasses? No, we can't do this now. Dean Mitchell, Anthony, Sophie Chivers, Kerry Sooth, Carrie Soothy, Sweeve, Victoria Hutchinson. Please, everyone, please, 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 let me try. Becky Fox, Tim and Dom, Raya Fink, Cordelia, Amy O'Riordan, Matt Sims, Tristan, Taz, Stephanie Catratia, Charlie A, KC, Anthony.
Taz, who just sent us all a gift.
Wait, are there two Anthonys? Anthony, yes. So good, he gets thanked twice.
I will fix that, apologies.
No, Anthony, well, you get two shout-outs. Congrats. Hayley Worf. Claire Owen Jones, Harold Van Dyke, which always makes me smile. David Walker, Jess and Nick, Rachel R, Neil Redman, Sarah and Morley, Tina Lindsay, Graham Marsh, Leah Overend, there's a joke in that, I'll think about it. Liz Fort, like over, and
yeah,
like,
it,
yeah.
I got it, yeah.
Something with like an ass, maybe. Or a boat. We'll work it.
I'm sure she's never heard it before and definitely gives us her money so that we'll mock her like she was
Leah,
in school.
Leah, let us know if you've got a good one for us. Chloe, Emily G.
Oh my gosh, so fun. Thank you all so much for supporting the podcast. We really couldn't do it without you. If you're thinking of ways to spend your money that might help people in the arts, then please support our podcast on Patreon. And also, you can give very little. You can give £3 a month. You can give £5 a month. But you get access to the 116 extra episodes that are on there. There's a whole back catalogue. Why not get in there?
So many extras.
We'd love to have you.
We'd love to have you. Sexually.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.